We're continuing now the second part in the series on the Rav's Yahrzeit Shiur and Kalayim Betzitzis. The Rav raises the following issue. Tosus and Ksubis on Daf Mem Amud Aleph asks the question about how we could work out the sugya of Tzemer, of Chutei Tzemer, Potrim, Vishal Pishton, Potrim, Bishel Tzemer, and the sugya that we spoke about in the first shia. Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Tam that if there's tcheles, then you're allowed to attach kilayim to the beged, even if you could avoid kilayim, even if it's efshal akayim al yedei mino. Once the talis has tchelis in it. So for example, if you have a talis shel tzemer and you've got two chutim of tchelis, then the two chutei lavan could be made of pishton. Why? Because even though you could have made them of tzemer without having to violate kelaim, nevertheless, once there is tchelis in this mixture, because of the chutei tzemer that you're attaching to this beged shel tzemer, therefore, even as far as the lavan is concerned, you can violate kelaim, so to speak, because of the heter of kelaim betzitzis, by virtue of the fact that you have tcheles. If there's no tcheles, then we apply the rule of Reish Lakish of efshel kaim shneim, and therefore you would be prohibited from adding shatnis to these tzitzis of lavan, meaning to use chutei pishton of lavan for this beged shel tzemer. Let's read Rabbeinu Tam. V'yomer Rabbeinu Tam, dechol dalet chitim lavan, kol dalet chutei lavan, vadai asur, diefshar b'mino. Aval hasam, there when the Gemara says that chutei pishton potrim b'shel tzemer, what's the case there? Shnei chutei tzemer lavan potrim b'shel tzemer demigu detcheles potra shekvar nase kalayim al yidei tcheles shebo. He applies the principle of migu and he says the following. Since in the case of a beged shel pishton, he's going to add chutei tzemer shel tcheles, which by definition creates kelayim, and the Torah nevertheless allows that. Therefore, in the reverse situation, where he has a beged shel tzemer, we also apply the principle that by virtue of tcheles, because he has two chutei tcheles made of tzemer, and even though, again, there's no kilayim because it's tzemer b'tzemer min b'mino, nevertheless, he could add chutei lavan of pishton, and even though that's kilayim, he's allowed to do that because of the tcheles shebo. And the Rav points out that this shita of Rabbeinu Tam is also reflected in the shita mekubetzes in Menachos, Lamentes Amid Beis. Keep in mind the Rabbeinu Tam is in Ksuvah Staf Mem. But in Menachos we find the following. Miu, Afal Gavdi Omar Li El Tzemer Bishel Pishton U Pishton Bishel Tzemer Hainu Dafka. So that seems to contradict the principle of Reish Lakish that you need Efshar E Efshar L'Kaim Shneim. Hainu Dafka Kshoholem Tcheles Shednit No Lidchos Mishum Tcheles Aval Hashta. Now that ein lanu tcheles lo nitno litchos klal v'yosel litlos tzitzis tzemer v'beged pishton v'tzitzis pishton v'beged tzemer kireish lakish l'kamon v'afgav d'lididhu nami chutei pishton potrin v'beged tzemer afal gav di efshel kaim shneim v'lasos kulam tzemer miu kevin d'lididhu nitan litchos tzemer v'pishton v'shum tcheles Nitan Lidchos Nami Pishton Bitsemer. So again, in the unique situation of Pishton Bitsemer, he doesn't need Kilayim. So it's obviously Efshal Kaim Shneim. He could avoid violating Nisar Kalaim. There's no need. There's nothing compelling him to use Pishton as Lavan. That's because there's a possibility of Tcheles. And once there's a possibility of Tcheles, and there is Tcheles, I should say, not the possibility of Tcheles, I mean to say Bizman Sheyesh Tcheles, then we go back to the scenario of a Beged Shel Pishton. And in a Beged Shel Pishton, clearly we have a mixture of Kelayim because the Chutei Tcheles are made of Tzemer. So once we have the din of Kelayim B'Tzitzis with regard to a Beged Shel Pishton, through the Migu, we apply the same din of Kelayim to a Beged Shel Tzemer, even though in this scenario there's no need to set up Kelai, but you're allowed to do so with that Migu because of the case of a Beged Shel Pishton where it's absolutely necessary with a Chutei Tcheles, with a made of Tzemer, to have Kelayim B'Tzitzis. And the Rav summarizes Rabbeinu Tam and the Shita Mukbetzes before he asks his question by saying the following. When is Tcheles, we are permitted to violate the Iser Kelayim even if there's nothing compelling us to violate the Kelayim. For example, the case of a Beged Shel Tzemer. There's no need to have the Lavan made of Pishton, as we discussed. However, if there's no Tcheles in this mixture, then the Iser Kelayim applies, it's in full force, with regard to the Chutei Lavan. And that's activating the Din of Reish Lakish. There's no need for Chutei Lavan of Pishton in the case of a Beged Shel Tzemer, so that according to this approach of Rabbeinu Tam and the Shita Mekubetzes, when the mitzvah of tzitzis is fulfilled, kil chasa b'shlei musa, through a combination of both Lavan and Tcheles, then we're matir kilayim b'tzitzis, not through the mechanism of hudchu, but rather through hutru, and there's no need to look for chutei tzemer on this Beged. There's no need to look for Chutei Tzemer on the Beged Shel Tzemer, but rather he can use Pishton on the Beged Shel Tzemer. And we don't apply the principle of Reish Lakish because we have Tcheles in our Tzitzis. But when there's no Tcheles, then we don't have a full-fledged kium of the mitzvah of tzitzis, kilchos, and therefore the din of hutra is completely gone, and all we have is dechuya, and then we apply the principle of Reish Lakish, that there's no heter to be docha kalayim b'tzitzis, if he could have circumvented, he could have avoided the kalayim. Now, whether or not in that situation we apply Reish Lakish on a doraisa level, or only on a Drabbanan level, that's totally in 2 days in Tosim Menachas Daf Mem that we alluded to in the last year. But that's not relevant to the Rav's question here. The Rav wants to understand Rabbeinu Tam and the Shita Mekubetzes. He says, if the Chiyuv Lavan itself is not enough to be Matir the Iser Kalayim, and you need the mitzvah of Tcheles, so then why does Esei Docha Lotase in Kelayim apply to the Chutei Lavan? In other words, let's take the case of a Talis Shel Pishton. So if not for the principle of Reish Lakish, that Efshel L'Kayim Shnehem, we would have said that you could use Tzemer for your tzitzis on a talis shel pishton, even though there's no need to use tzemer. But what we're saying, therefore, is that the chutei lavan, the mitzvah of lavan, has the potential to be docha. Just that Reish Lakish comes in and he says, well, it's efshar l'kayim shneihem. So then, why shouldn't we say, amaylo neima, Shematira hi gam b'mokum di efshar? So why not go the next step further and say, since the mitzvah of Lavan has the potential to be matir the Iser Kelayim For example, in the case of chutei tzemer and a beged shel pishtan, why not extend that and apply that matir even in a case where he could have used chutei pishtan? And that should apply logically even without tchilus. Why is it necessary, according to this sheet in Rishonim, that you actually have to have tchilus in order to apply ese dochalosase? Since we see that even according to Reish Lakish, the chiyuv lavan without tchilus inherently, independently, would be sufficient to set up an ese dochalosase. Why is it necessary to have the tchelis here? That's the first question for today. The second question, and we implied this question last time, is the contradiction within Rabbeinu Tam himself. Rabbeinu Tam, on the one hand, says that when you have a beged yom, and you wear it at night, there is no kiyum of tzitzis. Nevertheless, you apply the principle of kalayim b'tzitzis mutter because of hutra. And Rabbeinu Tam's lashon is, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, and this is quoted by the Rush in Hilchas Tzitzis Siman Aleph, da hachanami ashmein and dafilu b'layla, ein bo mishim kalayim afagav delav zman tzitzisu delegamrei hiter akosiv kalayim betzitzis v'hoda gazrina li'el mishum ksus layla haynu ksus shenim yuchad chak le'layla bilvad ksus yom chayv afilu b'layla. And basically, this quote of the Rush is identical to Rabbeinu Tam as he is presented here in Masechta Menachos. But we know that Rabbeinu Tam himself explains the sugya with regard to Iksus Hamayuchad Lalaila. And Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that a Iksus Laila is always Potter Mitzitzis, even Beyom, and Iksus Yom is always Chayiv and Tzitzis, even Belaila. So everything depends upon the nature of the Iksus. So it doesn't make any difference when he's wearing the beged, whether it's by day or by night, but rather what the designation of the beged is. And Rabbeinu Tam says it explicitly. He says, "Afilu belayla, ein ba mishum kilayim, afal gav de lavzman tzitzisi." Well, what's going on over here? Rabbeinu Tam says that if he's talking about Iksus Yom, then even, I'm sorry, if he's talking about Iksus Laila, then even beyond this note, it's the Rabbeinu Tam's language is that he's talking about Laila, because Laila loves man tzitzis, and if when he's wearing this beged at night, he would logically have a problem of kilayim, because there's no mitzvah saseh, there's no kiyum. And here Rabbeinu Tam activates the principle of hutra. But Ribbono Shalom, if it's Iksus Laila, then it's not shaykh to the mitzvah of tzitzis even by yom. And therefore, there's no possibility of saying hutra in this beged. Ella, what it's iksus yom balayla? What does Rabbeinu Tam need hutra for? Even without hutra, v'toras d'chuyah, he's mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis on this beged yom balayla. That's question number two for today. In addition to the four questions that we had in the previous year. Then, question number three for today is Tosus and Ksubis on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. V'im Tomar v'akalayim betzitzis efshal l'kayim shneim shiyaseh betalis tzemer chutim shel tzemer. If the talis is made of wool, then he can place on this talis chutei tzemer. Where does kalayim betzitzis have a heter here? It's efshal l'kayim shneim. The Omeri, the Betalis shall Pishton, e Efshal Lekayim Shneim. If it was made of Pishton, then he needs Tchelus, which is made of wool. He has no choice but to enter into a situation of Kelayim. Vize Ein Lanu Lomar, She Osur Lilbosh, Talis shall Pishton, Mishum the Efshar Bishal Tzemer, the Ein Ze Choshuv Efshar. Therefore, says the Ri Balatosus, in the case of a Tal Shel Pishtan, so what are you going to say? Let's read the language again. V'zeh ein lanu lomar sheyehei asur lilbosh talis shel pishton mishum di efshar b'shel tsemer di ein zeh choshev efshar. And l'chora, the words of Tosus are very difficult. Logically, it doesn't make sense that we should allow, in the case of a talis shel pishton, any sort of kelayim. Again, you have a beged shel pishton. So what are you going to say? That it's a case where it's not efshar. Why isn't it efshar? Because he's got to put tcheles, which is made of tzemer, onto this beged. But it doesn't make any sense, because we should apply the principle of Efshal Kaim Shneim, in the sense that he could have worn a beged, a talis of tzemer. Since he has the possibility of wearing a talis of tzemer, he doesn't have to wear a beged of pishtan. Why is that considered Efshal Kaim Shneim? Let him not wear the beged at all. So again, this last question of the Rav is pushing, you know, now he's pushing the frontiers even further. He's saying, even in the case of a beged shel pishton, which is your classical case of kelayim betzitzis of efshel kaim shneim, that too should logically be considered efshel kaim shneim, because it's efshar, you could be mekayim mitzvah of tzitzis betalis of tzemer. So the Ri says no, but once you have the talis of pishton, you can't be mekayim shneim, because the only possibility of tcheles is with a combination of tzemer and pishton. So that's called lo efshar. So the Rav says, why is that called lo efshar? Who compels him to wear this beged of pishton? Let him wear a beged shel tzemer. Okay. Now, in order to answer all the above questions, the Rav has, as he generally does, a kickoff question. Meaning he's now presented the whole list of questions, and now he's going to ask one question that's going to be the sedgeway, the lead-in, to create a new yesod, which will answer, hopefully, all the questions that were asked. The Rav wants to know, what happens if a man wears a beged shel tzitzis, and now he puts on a second beged shel tzitzis? He made a bracha on the first beged, and apparently it's pashut that he would make a bracha on a second beged, or even a third or a fourth. Every beged would require its own bracha. Now, in the case of Esrog, for example, if I made a bracha on the Dalad Minim, and now you brought me another set of Dalad Minim, clearly I was yotze with the first, there would be no bracha on the second. And since we paskin that tzitzis is a chovas gavra, it's not a chovas mana. If it was a chovas mana, every mana is chayv and tzitzis, I understand. You brought me a second talis, so it makes sense that the tzitzis on the second talis is an independent kiyum that requires a bracha. But why should he be mechuyev in a second set of tzitzis on the second beged? Well, for that matter, on each beged consecutively, if I hold chovas gavra. Chovas gavra makes tzitzis identical with the mitzvah of lulav. What's the fundamental difference between tzitzis and lulav, that in the case of lulav, clearly he would not make a bracha on a second set of dalad minim, whereas in the case of a beged of a talis, on every single talis they bring him, he'd have to make a bracha? Why is that so? In fact, says the Rav, it's not pashut at all. Because if you look in the Archas Chaim, in Hilchas Tzitzis, he brings down a Deya, one opinion, Heichal Lavash Trei Malbushmo Gimel, if each one of these Malbushim is Bali Dalet Knafos, is Yesh Machlokas Beina Poskim. So according to the first Deya, he has to fulfill the mitzvah of Tzitzis on each one of the Begadim, and therefore make a brach on each one. That's the psak that's reflected in our minuk. But then he quotes the second opinion, Yesh Omer Shein Tzarch El Be'elyon, I'm not exactly sure why the elyon, the top garment. But any other garments below that top garment do not require tzitzis and certainly would not have a bracha. Now, the Beis Yosef requires, the Beis Yosef says that the second opinion, that only one of the begadim is chayv in tzitzis, requires some sort of explanation. And the Beis Yosef finds no logical proof for that, and therefore he says no one should be worried about that, should be concerned with that opinion, but it's absolutely clear that he's chayv in tzitzis on every single begad. And that is the minhag as we know it. But the Rav says we still don't understand why. Why does each beged require a set of tzitzis and a bracha thereof if we paskin chovas gav? And the Rav finds two sources that actually address this question. One is the Chidushei HaGohos that are published around the tour. And second is the Bach. And they both pretty much say the same thing. But it's an eye-opener. It's really something that your hair will stand on end. He says in HaGohos, Pashanu, it's very simple why each beged requires tzitzis. Mipnei the tzitzis lav chovas gavrahu. Shehe yotze betalas achas mitzuyeses. Ela chovas manahu. Vechol tal shalovesh chayev betzitzis. In ibas arba kanfos. The Bach says the same thing. The kaimel on the tzitzis chovas talasu. What's going on here? The words make no sense. There's no meaning here because we pass in that tzitzis a chovas gavra, not a chovas mona. This seems to be a whole new sheet over here. And here's where the Rav presents his breakthrough, and this is going to be, I want you to listen up here, this is going to be the Rav's chidush, the lumdus of the Rav here. I call it the Rav at his best, very typical of the Rav's expanding the frontiers of the Derech HaLimud, the methodology that he received from his father and his grandfather. And he says the following, that tzitzis, despite the fact that it's a Chovas Gavra, it's fundamentally different than Esrog. For example, Kol Zman She'ein Adam Lavush Beged Shel Arba Kanfus, if a person is not wearing a Beged of Arba Kanfus, he's not chayv in the midst of tzitzis at all. He doesn't have to run around and find himself a beged. At least not Mikra Adin. We'll see later on that there's one sugi that implies that he should be running around. But when he wears the beged, then he becomes chayv in the mitzvah. It means, says the Rav, that the machayev of tzitzis is the beged itself. I don't understand the nusach of the Rav here too well. I would have said that the chayev tzitzis, even though it's generated by the levisha of the person, but perhaps the kiyum mitzvah is setting up the beged as a beged sheish bo tzitzis. Now, I wouldn't have gone as far as to say that the machayev of the mitzvah is the beged. I would say the machayev of the mitzvah is levisha. Okay, but in any event, let's leave my formulation out here. Let's go with the Rav, because that's really our purpose, our goal. So the Mechayev is what? Is the Beget. The Chiyuv of the Gavra depends upon the Atifa of a Beget of Arba Kanfus that is equipped with Tzitzis. But the Makar, the source, the root of the Chiyuv Tzitzis is the Beget itself. And in that way, the mitzvah of tzitzis is fundamentally different than lulav or matzah or tefillin. In those cases, the mechayev is the gavra himself, independent of any object. He may need the object, and he may be required to, and he certainly is required to obtain the object in order to fulfill his mitzvah and discharge his duty. But the mitzvah is on the gavra. Once the gavra took the esrog, he has fulfilled his mitzvah, and there's no requirement to go beyond that and pick up another esrog, a second one. So no matter how many times he takes an esrog, it's irrelevant. He was yotzei his chiyuv that was completely incumbent upon him as a gavra, when he took the first esrog. However, in the case of tzitzis, since the source of the mitzvah, what we call the arj, the mechayev of the mitzvah, generates mitzvah, the talis, and that's what sets up the chiyuv gavra, therefore the gavra's mischayev, he becomes obligated many times in the mitzvah of tzitzis with each additional beged that he wears. As long as he's wearing another beged, another talis, then he's chayev vis-a-vis that talis to equip it with tzitzis. And this is what the Bach and the Hagos Hatur had in mind when they said that tzitzis is not a chovas gavra, such that he could be yotze with one talis, but rather a chovas mana. What they meant to say was that the mechayev of tzitzis is the beged, is the ksus itself. And therefore, as long as he's wearing a beged of this nature that has four corners, he's chayev in tzitzis, and this continues repeatedly over and over and over again. That's what it means to call, to classify tzitzis as a chovas mana. Once again, I'm a little bit confused. I would have employed a different terminology. If I wanted to explain what chovas mana, chovas talis is, I would have called it a chova on the gavra vis-a-vis the object to set it up and be misaken and rectify it, like we find by mezuzah, or by makeh, or bedikas chametz. The mitzvah, in its very essence, is to improve the house. It's like home improvement. We'll call it tikkun habayis. The bayis has to be equipped with a mezuzah, with a makeh, or with a chametz-free environment achieved through bedikah. Trumas of Maestris, I would say, is a tikkun. You remove the Isur Tevel from the Cheftz of the Truma, the Tvua. And the Maisa Frasha has as its goal to set up a tikkun HaCheftz. Ner Chanukah, perhaps. You have to set up the bias as a bias that's equipped with a ner, through which the mitzvah of Pirsum HaNes is achieved. In the Heichel and the Migdash, there's a mitzvah vis-a-vis the Heichel to equip it with a ner menorah dolu. This is all tikkun habayis. It's a kiyum in the cheftza. And so too, I would say that with regard to tzitzis, there's an obligation vis-a-vis the talis, vis-a-vis the cheftza of the beged, to equip it with four tzitzios. And therefore, just like in the case of mezuzah, for example, it's not enough to put up one mezuzah on one bias, but each bias generates its own independent chiyuv, its mitzvah, to put up a mezuzah. So too, in the case of the talis, you have to be misakin every single talis. So again, I'm not saying that the chiyuv is generated by the talis. The chiyuv is generated by the levisha. But what is the nature of that chiyuv? What is the essence and the goal of the chiyuv? How do you define the mitzvah per se and its fulfillment? The answer is tikkun hacheftav. It's tikkun hacheftav. Then every single cheftav that you have requires its own tikkun. So again, I would say that the chiyuv is mischayev on the gavra. However, the chiyuv is klapei the cheftav. So the Rav is going a little bit further. He's pushing the envelope in his formulation, and he says the mechayev is the beged. Now the Rav goes beyond that. He says the following. He says, not only is the mechayev the beged, but there's a kiyum in the beged itself, in the chefta of the beged. Because he says it's unthinkable to say that the ksus generates the chiyuv, but the mitzvah is completely independent of the ksus. Umiskayemes kula al yidea gavra. Belishum hagshamas, I would say kium tzitzis, in the tzitzis themselves. As there must be, the Torah must recognize a kium in the chefta, in the talis. Once you grant me that the mechayev is the talis, then there must be a kium in the talis. It can't be that the entire kiyum is in the gavra. Now, with regard to esrog, matzah, sukkah, or tefillin, where the kiyum, the chiyuv is on the gavra, there you would say that the cheftz is not a mechayev, and therefore there's no kiyum in the cheftz. There's no kiyum in the gufashal esrog, or gufashal matzah, sukkah, tefillin. That's clear. But in the case of tzitzis, once I grant you the reality that the talis itself generates, triggers off the chiyuv, then the Gavra is not just fulfilling his chiyuv by doing a Maisa Atifa, but rather he is, let's see the Rav's language here, Yuchozer Umischayev Ba'atifas Kol Talis Utalis. That very fact is Me'ida Ki Pu'ulas HaMitzvah is Kekes Gam LeBeged Atzmo V'ika Kiyum B'etzem HaChefze Shel HaBeged Me'ein HaKiyum Sheish B'Chefze Shel Bayis Shekvua Bo Mezuzah O Sheboni Bo Make. Again, the Rav uses a phrase here which a little bit confuses me. I'm saying it b'loshen amot. He says, "Umischayev ba'atifas kol talis utalis." I'm not absolutely convinced that the chiyuv of tzitzis is the atifa, although the Nusach HaBrach certainly reflects that. So I can't fault the Rav for that, but I would have said that the mitzvah is not the atifa, but rather the kiyum mitzvah, and its very essence is wearing the beged, meaning being lavush in the beged. But I don't know if there's a chiyuv atifa. In other words, you have to be lavush in a beged sheish bo dalid tzitzios on the dalid knofos, but I don't know if there's a chova to be misatef in this beged. Does the parsha of tzitzis engender a chiyuv, an obligation to be misatev, to wear the beged, to don the beged? I don't know that that's so. I would say that once he's donned the beged, he has a chiyuv to equip the beged with tzitzis, so that he is lavush, he is wearing and surrounded by a beged sheish bo dalet tzitzios. But the language of the Rav here, I don't know, it seems like it's not meticulous, it's not meduyuk, it's not well-defined to say that he's mischayev batifa. But the Rav says that there's a kiyum in the chefza of the beged in the case of tzitzis. It's just like there's a kiyum in the chefza of the bayis in the cases of mezuzah and makeh. I'm not sure I understand that, frankly. What does it mean there's a kiyum in the bayis? I mean, there's a mezuzah, and the bayis is being equipped with a mezuzah, the bayis is equipped with a makeh, and that's your obligation to be misaking the bayis. That is the kiyum mitzvah. I don't know if there's a kiyum in the gufo shel bayis. Maybe what the Rav is implying here is that the asiya itself, meaning setting up the mezuzah, you know, placing the mezuzah on the mashkof, or setting up the fence around the roof, is not itself an asiyas mitzvah. It's not a maisa mitzvah. It doesn't have a chal shem maisa mitzvah. It's only a means to an end in which the kiyum mitzvah is the bias being equipped with a mezuzah or makeh. I mean, the nafkamina would be whether or not I need a bar hachi of shlichus to set up the makeh up on my roof. It could be even a guy could set up the makeh, because we shift the emphasis from the asiyah to the cheftza. Maybe that's what the Rav means by setting up a kiyum b'cheftza shel habayis in the case of makeh, for example. Mezuzah might be even more complicated. In any event, the Rav is now going to take the chovas gavra of tzitzis that's explicit in the Gemara, together with the chovas mana that is not explicit in the Gemara, but is explicit in the Hagos on the tour, in the Bach, and they're coming to explain why each beged that you wear, each additional beged requires tzitzis. He's going to combine them into a full picture. And the key words here are Yeshnam Shnei Kiyumim B'tzitzis. There are two independent Kiyumim to tzitzis. And the Rav soon will derive each Kiyum from its own Parsha in the Torah. So there are two Kiyumim and two Parshas. Number one, there's the Maisa Mitzvah, in which the Gavra is Mekayim the Mitzvah through his Levisha of wearing a talis mitzuyetzes. That kiyum mitzvah is identical with the kiyum of netilas lulav in the case of the first day of the chag, or the mitzvah of matz on the first night of Pesach. But then there's another kiyum, and that is the kiyum in the cheftza of the talis. The talus which generated the chiyuv likewise has a kiyum. There's a fulfillment of the mitzvah vis-a-vis the talus itself. And therefore, when a person wears a beged, a talus mitzuyetzes, then in effect, there are two dimensions and two kiyumim. On the one hand, there is a kiyum in the gavra. But on the other hand, there's a kiyum in the cheftz and the beged itself. So the mitzvah tzitzis is not just the ma'isat tifa as a kiyum gavra, similar to anochas tefillin, etc., etc., but also, additionally, in the talus itself. And therefore, to sum it all up, the mitzvah tzitzis incorporates two distinct chiyuvim obligations within it. And one is hidden by the other. The more obvious mitzvah is the chovas gavra, which is, as we said before, explicit in the Gemara Menachos, namely, the action of the person, which, like achilas matzah and etilas lulav, generates a kiyum. But secondly, there's an obligation vis-a-vis the talus, and the kiyum of that obligation is in the talus itself. Excuse me. And even though we don't paskin like Shmuel, who holds that kli kufza is chayv and sits, is what we call chovas mana, but nevertheless, that rejection of Shmuel is not telling us that there's no obligation vis-a-vis the talus. It's just telling us that the obligation vis-a-vis the talus is only engendered through the Levisha. And therefore, the Machayev is the Levisha, but in addition to the Kiyum Gavra, there's also a mitzvah vis-a-vis the Cheftz itself. And therefore, halacha, we hold that the mitzvah of tzitzis, its obligation depends upon levisha. A person doesn't wear a beged, that's called munach bekufsa, is not obligated to equip that beged with tzitzis. In that sense, we reject Shmuel. And tzitzis is different than tumah. For example, in tumah, the beged itself is tumah. It doesn't matter whether he wears it or doesn't. We hold that kli kufza is potter min atzitzis, and it's not called a beged as far as tzitzis is concerned, but once he wears the beged, then he becomes obligated not only in the chovas gavra and the kiyum gavra, but also in, as we said before, the kiyum vis-a-vis the tzitzis and the beged itself, and that adds an additional kiyum to the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Rav's formulation here, I might comment, seems to indicate that he understands that the Levisha generates the Beged, the Shem Beged, as far as the mitzvah tzitzis is concerned. So that a Kli Kufza, which lacks Levisha, is not called a Beged. Once you wear the Beged, it engenders a Shem Beged as far as the Chiv Tzitzis is concerned. But the Levisha, according to the Rav, is not engendering the mitzvah, it's really engendering the Shem Beged. It's the Beged that generates the Chiyuv. That seems to be the Rav's approach here. Actually, according to the Rav, it's the Chovas Talis in Cheftza which really comes first, sequentially. Once you've generated the Chovas Talis through Levisha, now, once the beged is a beged as far as tzitzis, and the chiyuv is engendered, then you add a kiyum gavra of levisha in a secondary step. I mean, that's not going to reflect the Seder HaParshis, as we'll soon see, but that's the way I understand the Rav here in this presentation. Now, the Rav presents the two Parshis in the Torah. On the one hand, we have Parshas Shlach, and there the Torah says, V'osu li tzitzis al kanfei v'gdem l'dorosom, and in this parsha of Re'isim Osos Charetim, it's called Mitzvah Shem, the parsha is reflecting a Chovas Gavra of Tzitzis. Then we have the parsha in Kiteitze, Gdilim Tassel Chal Arba Kanfos. That parsha is formulating the Chovas Cheftz and Kiyumo, because you have to put Tzitzis on Arba Kanfos. The subject here is not the Asu and the Zchartem and the Re'isim, but rather the Gedilim Tassel. You start with the Cheftz of the Beged and make sure that it's equipped with Gedilim. That second Chiyuv could only be Chal on a Beged of Levisha, but nevertheless, fundamentally, in its nature, in its essence, it remains a chovas mana, which, again, the kiyum of which depends upon the levisha of the talis, but it's a separate independent kiyum in the talis itself. And at this point in the Rav's presentation, I think we'd be tempted to present the following thesis, that this second dimension, which is engendered by the parish of Kitetze of Echovas Talis, if it requires Kilayim, for example, let's take the case of a Beged Shel Pishtan, and now I have a Chiyuv vis-a-vis the Beged to equip it with Tzemer, because of the mitzvah of Tcheles, which is made of Tzemer, then we have here an absolute conflict, a contradiction, heads-on collision between the mitzvah of tzitzis in the beged and the kalayim in the beged itself. In other words, what is the status of this beged? Is this a beged with a kiyum tzitzis in the cheftza shel beged, or is it a beged with an avera of kalayim? The very fact that the Torah points to this cheftza and establishes its identity as tzitzis for the mitzvah of chovas cheftza shel tzitzis, that itself would seem to undermine the possibility of pointing to this object and calling it an isur lav of kilayim. And I say this because I think we're standing at the threshold, ripe and mature for enter stage the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, that tzitzis in kilayim is hutra, not techuya. Meaning there's no possibility of looking at this beged and calling it a beggar that generates an Iser Levishas Kelayim, and the Iser of Kelayim that the Torah formulated, Silva Shatnes, applies even to this beggar, since this beggar is a mitzvah of tzitzis, which through the Kiyum Hefta Shel Tzitzis will now engender a mitzvah Gavra through his Levisha. So how can you possibly even entertain that this beggar in Hefta is called Kelayim? That's called Hutra. And furthermore, I think at this point in the Rav's presentation, we should begin to understand that a Ksus Yom is a Heftza of Talis, which engenders a Chiv Tzitzis vis-a-vis the Heftza of the Talis itself. And when we say that Laila Lav's Man Tzitzis, what we're really saying is that the Gavra is Potur from his mitzvah, from his Kiyum of Levisha. But nevertheless, as far as the Gufal Shel Beged, the Heftza Shel Talis is concerned, we still have the Kiyum vis-a-vis the Heftza, because this Beged is included in Chovas Tzitzis, because it's a Beged Yom. We'll see if we were able here to anticipate, I don't know what's coming down around the bend, some of the Rav's thinking. But let's continue now in the Rav's presentation. He says, now we can understand Tosfos, why we shouldn't say that, this was the last of the Rav's questions, that he can avoid Kelayim B'tzitzis and not don this Beged of Sadin, of Pishtan, and just get himself a Beged of Tzemer, because in the case of Tzemer, obviously there's no Kelayim, he's going to add Cheles, which is made of Tzemer, onto a Beged Shel Tzemer. So why not just circumvent the whole Iser Kelayim in the case of Pishtan by not wearing the Beged? And the Rav presents the following answer. He says that with regard to the Gavra, our logic is correct, and we don't understand Tosfos. It's certainly Efshel Kaim Shneim, because he could be Mekayim, the Gavra could obtain his mitzvah tzitzis by wearing a Beged of Tzemer. There's nothing compelling him to fulfill his obligation by wearing a Beged Shel Pishtan. However, says the Rav, that's only from the perspective of the Chovas Gavra. But we just established that there's another Kiyum, another independent mitzvah in Talis, and namely the independent mitzvah of the Chovas Talis, the Heftza. And with regard to that, we have a Beged of Pishtan, and there's a chiv tzitzis vis-a-vis the beged. So what are you going to tell me? Well, he could wear a different beged. Yeah, but as far as this beged is concerned, he doesn't have the possibility of being mekayim in the midst of tzitzis, because since it's made of pishtan, he's going to always engender the violation of kilayim. So with regard to the kiyum vis-a-vis the beged, we can't say efshel l'kayim shneim. Why? Because he's going to kayim the mitzvah in a different talus, a beged shel tzemer. That doesn't make any sense. That's not efshel l'kayim shneim. There's a mitzvah vis-a-vis this beged, independent of the gavra. And that kiyum he can only obtain by violating the mitzvah, the avera of kelayim. So it's an efshel l'kayim shneim situation, as Tosus said it, and we saw it also, Tosin Ksuvah said it. Let's read a little bit of the Rav's language here. He says, Hadoche eino chovas hagavra ki im kiyum hachefza v'invitalis zu lo yatilu tzitzis v'agavra yis'atei v'talis hacheres hachefza yisha'er natul, it'll completely be stripped of a kiyum tzitzis. So the chovas mana, which is yotzei poel, which emerges with the levisha, at the moment of levisha, independent of the chovas gavra, cannot be fulfilled in this talis without kilayim. It's yefshel kaim shneim, and the fact that you can take a different talis is irrelevant to the chova klapi this talis, which as a cheftza has its own independent chiyuv that can only be fulfilled by introducing kilayim, namely the two chutim of tcheles, which are made of tzemer. But I don't understand something. If we need the levisha to engender in this talis a shame beged as far as tzitzis is concerned, so nobody's forcing him to wear this beged. The Rav is saying that the beged itself is crying out for its own kiyum of tzitzis independent to the gavra. But yet, we have to determine where this beged generates, engenders a kiyum of tzitzis, and that depends upon the levisha. So until the levisha is a reality, until it emerges and comes into being, this beged is a beged that's completely excluded from the mitzvah of tzitzis. It doesn't engender any chiyuv or any kiyum of tzitzis. He hasn't yet worn the beged. It's a beged kufsa. So now we have to determine whether or not by excluding this beged from the parash of tzitzis, we are in essence undermining the kiyum of tzitzis. Legavi the beged itself. Well, I think the answer is the status of the beged right now, as we see it and as we define it presently, currently, is a beged that's not in the parash of tzitzis at all. To bring the beged into the parash of tzitzis, we must have levisha. What's forcing him to do levisha? And therefore, again, it's efshar l'kayim shneim, because he can simply don a beged made of tzemer. So again, even though we grant the Rav's breakthrough in Lumdus, that there are two dimensions and two kiyumim to tzitzis, and that enochinami, there's a separate kiyum in the cheftza shel beged, but dalbi hachi, it doesn't make any bit of a difference when you're dealing with efshar l'kayim shneim, because you need to come on, you need to inject and lay down the reality and presume the reality of levisha in order to set up the chefta, the kiyum and the chefta of the talus itself as far as tzitzis is concerned. So once you have to come on to levisha, levisha is what's going to set off, it's going to trigger this whole process which we call the mitzvah of tzitzis and the kiyum and the chefta shel talus. Well, what forces him, what compels him to be lovesh this particular cheftza? You know, if there was some independent chovas cheftza, like according to Shmuel in the case of Kli Kufsa, then I understand that we would be vitiating that kium of the beged, of the talis, of the Kli Kufsa, vis-a-vis tzitzis, if we were to say, well, he'll take a different Kli. That doesn't make any sense. But if you're talking about our psak against Shmuel, Kli Kufsa is potter min hatzitzis, but we're talking about a Kli Levisha, a beged shu lovish bo, then what forces him to be lovish this beged and therefore engender the mitzvah and the chiyuv vis-a-vis the talus itself? That's what I'm confused about. Now the Rav goes on and he analyzes the sugya on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. There the Gemara says that a malach appeared to Rav Katina and warned him that he's deserving of a punishment because he was wearing a beged shel sadin, shel pishtan, without tzitzis on it. And the Gemara says the following. E amrit bishlei mechovas gavru. We could understand the admonition of the Malach and the onish that was coming to Rav Katina if you hold like the Bani Omer Chovas Gavra. So this whole story with the Malach is proof positive to that opinion that holds, that maintains Chovas Gavra. Eli Yamer Chovas Talisu Holo Mechaive. So the way the Gemara formulates it, it would seem that if I hold this a Chovas Talis, then there's no chiyuv at all. And therefore, he could not, Rav Katina could not be punished for not wearing, for not placing tzitzis on this beged. So the Gemara continues, Elo mai chovas gavrahu nehid chayvi rachmoniki miskasei. So the Gemara now raises the following objection. I still don't understand, even if I grant you Chovas Gavra, I still don't understand why Rav Katina was worthy of punishment, since the mitzvah of Talis only applies when he wears the Beged, and only when he wears a Beged of four Knafos. But Ki Michse, if he wears a Talis, the Lav Bas Chiyuvu, Mi Chayvi Rachmana. So why is he obligated to wear a beged that has four knuffos and is mischayv betzitzis? Who forces him, who compels him to wear such a beged? Elo, the Gemara says, Hachi kamarle, titzdiki lemiftar nafshecha mitzitzis. By looking for a beged that's not chayv in tzitzis, you are trying to circumvent the mitzvah of tzitzis, and for that, you're worthy of punishment. The Tosus adds the following. He says, "Umikomkom e lav chovas gavra." Why does the Gemara say that he's worthy of punishment only within the framework, within the context of chovas gavra? He says, "Lo shayach lemi inish alei kavan delesle." If he doesn't have a beged of four knafos, and therefore if he holds chovas mana, he doesn't have the obligation of tzitzis. He's not worthy of punishment for not running around to try to obtain and possess a garment that has. Or a, I shouldn't say a garment, because that implies that he has to wear it, but a beged, a kli, we'll call it, that has four knuffos. He's not punishable if you hold chovas mana. And then Tosus adds, ubekuntres garas ela umashman delo muchach midi. So, as opposed to the sheet of Rashi here, Tosus understands that the possibility of being punished for not wearing tzitzis is dependent upon tzitzis chovas gavra. So again, according to Rashi, the possibility of being punished for not running around to get himself into the mitzvah of tzitzis has nothing to do with the nature of the mitzvah and its definition. But according to Tosfos, if tzitzis is a chovas gavra, then he's chayv to run around and make sure that he's wearing a beged of dalet kanfis in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. However, if tzitzis is a chovas mana, a kli kufz is also chayv in tzitzis, then eino tzarech l'shtadil l'kaimo. He doesn't have to be rodef the mitzvah, because if he doesn't have a beged bekufsa, that's dalid kanfis, he doesn't have to go out and buy such a beged in order to put on its tzitzis. And the Rav says, I don't understand, what's the difference between chovas gavra and chovas kli kufsa? Even if we'll say that the chiyuv tzitzis is generated by kli munach bekufsa, so it's the chiyuv of the person to put tzitzis on this kli. So why shouldn't he obtain such a kli in order to put on tzitzis? I mean, even if I hold zechovas gavra, I need to wear a beged that has dalet kanfis. Who says I have to run around and find a beged of dalet kanfis to put on? And if there is such a halach that you have to run around, why not apply it even according to the man the omer chovas? Chovas kufsa, chovas kli amunah pekufsa. So the Rav says that based on his lomdus, we can begin to understand this sugya. He says there's a fundamental difference between the kiyum mitzvah as a chovas gavra and the kiyuma of a chiyuv mana. If tzitzis is a chovas gavra, then there's a mitzvah begufo shel adam, meaning there's a maisa mitzvah, which the Rav identifies as levisha, and equates it with all the other mitzvahs that have a chovas gavra and a maisa mitzvah, well-defined maisa mitzvah like esrog, matzah, and tefillin. in a case of a Chovas Maisa mitzvah, you can certainly assume, or at least it's logically possible to assume, that a person has to obtain the Chefta in order to be Mekayim his Maisa mitzvah. You know, just like in the case of Esrog or Matzah Tefillin, you have to obtain an Esrog or Matzah Tefillin in order to fulfill Yehovah's Gavra of wearing the Tefillin, or shaking the Esrog, or eating the Matzah. So then if we apply that logic to the Chovas Gavra of Tzitzis, we might assume that he has to buy a Beged with Dalet Kanfis in order to implement his mitzvah, Chovas Gavra of Atifa, of Levisha. The Levisha itself is defined as a Maisa Mitzvah. And the Rav says it in so many words, HaLevisha hi pu'ulas ha-mitzvah. However, in the case of Chovas Mona, there is no mitzvah shebegufo, there's no Maisa Mitzvah. Anyone could put the tzitzis on the beged for you. The chiyuv of the gavra, as far as this mitzvah of chovas mana is concerned, is only vis-a-vis the chefta. There's no pe'ulas ha-mitzvah over here. The obligation is to see to it that this kli kufta is equipped with tzitzis. And the Rav's language here is bitoras Chefza, as far as the obligation vis-a-vis the Chefza, Einu Ma'ura, it's not involved in a Pulas HaMitzvah. And therefore, for example, the Rav says if somebody else would put the Tzitzis on the Beged, as far as the Chefza is concerned, then the owner of this Beged certainly has fulfilled his obligation, because Tzitzis, the reality is that he has Tzitzis on his talus, and that's all he has to achieve. This is a little bit similar to what we discussed before. If you remember, I asked the question about the mitzvah of makah, for example, if a guy would put up the makah for you. In other words, here there's no asiya, which is obligatory. You just have to have the reality of a beged mitzuyas. So if somebody does it on his behalf, even if he's not a shliach, then the owner of that beged has the full-fledged mitzvah of the chovas gavra of tzitzis. And the Rav says the following. He says, as long as this kli kufza is mitzuyatz, then the bailim are mekayim their mitzvah. The kiyum itself has no relationship to any specific pu'ula begufo shel adam. I mean, the Rav in parentheses adds the issue of bracha. He's going to recite a bracha on the putting on the tzitzis on this beged, even if it's a chovas mana. But that's no different than makah, where he makes a mitzvah, even though it's not the asiyas ha-makah that's the mitzvah, but rather the situation, the state of being in which the bias is equipped with a makah. So, just like in makah, there's no asiyah, there's no defined pe'ula as a ma'isa mitzvah. It's very different than netilas lulav, achilas matz, etc. So too, in the case of talis, if you hold that the mitzvah of talis is in the cheftz of the talis, in the kli kufsa that should be equipped with tzitzis, the asiyah of putting on the beged or putting on the tzitzis is not a mitzvah per se. Just like in makah, as we said before, the mitzvah is fulfilled when the gag, the roof, is gadur, it's protected, it's surrounded with the fence, and memela the gavra is mekayim the mitzvah through the state of being, through the fact and the reality of a gag that is gadur. So too in the case of talis, the matzah of the situation of a talis mitzuyetzes is the kiyum mitzvah itself. So why should we obligate the gavra to run around and implement the mitzvah by purchasing such a talis in order to fulfill his mitzvah? There's no kiyum maisa mitzvah. So when there's a chovas gavra with a kiyum through a pu'ula mitzuyemes, a specific one, well-defined action, then you can postulate that the gavra has to run around, get that object, obtain it, in order to implement his pe'ulas ha-mitzvah. But not so in the case of chovas mana. And therefore Tosfos holds that the chiyuv of a person to be machnis himself into the mitzvah, into the chiyuv ha-mitzvah, that can only apply when there's a chovas gavra element. The fact that there's an additional chovas chefta, as we discussed at great length earlier, is not relevant. But if the mitzvah of tzitzis is a chovas chefza and there's nothing else, it exhausts itself in a chovas chefza and there's no pu'ulas mitzvah miyuchedes, therefore a person is not obligated to run around. Now, before we complete the shiur, I'd just like to raise the following question. Would the Rav say about the mitzvah of tashbisu, if destroying the chametz is not a mitzvah in the act of tashbisu, it's just being without chametz, would I have to be rodef achar mitzvah? Interesting question.